do want to say again, I know we've had some come in, Tony, up here this morning, but we just want to say that we are glad to have you here this morning. I'm going to ask again, how many share this morning for your first time here in this building, this church? This is your first time here in this building. Raise your hands up high so I can see them. All right. Well, we want to say that we are glad to have you this morning. We want to welcome you back just any time. And, you know, I've always said that we have two kinds of people come to church, usually. Of course, there's saved and there's lost. And so we have those that come as spectators. We have those come that are participators. Now, we hope that you're here this morning as a participator.
Amen.
And if you're saved, then that's what you need to do. And if you're just here as a spectator this morning, I hope we can do something about that.
Amen.
Before this service is all said and done, we hope that you will come this morning, if you're here lost and without God, and be not only a spectator, but a participator. You say, well, how can I do that? If you're here and you're lost this morning, I want you to know right now this altar is open.
Amen,
they're always open. And
yeah,
you don't have to wait till the invitation is given from me or from the singers. If you feel that Jesus has passed by your way, you just get up here. I don't care if we're singing. I don't care what's going on, preaching, whatever. We want you to come this morning because when Jesus passes by and speaks to your heart, right then and there is the time that you need to do something about it. You don't need to put him off. Because Jesus is a busy man, you know. He's really busy on Sunday morning, you know. Because I believe he's in every church this morning. I believe he's going up down East View. And I also believe this morning that he's stopping and knocking on everybody's heart's door this morning. So if you're here this morning and you're lost, we first of all want to invite you to come this morning and to church. If you have your Bible this morning, I'm not going to read a whole lot. Just skip through here and try to bring it together this morning. And I know that I've preached from this passage of Scripture before, but this has been on my heart. It was on it all day yesterday. Last night, I got up this morning, and I began to read, and I went back over and began to read from the very beginning of it. But over in the book of Joshua, chapter 24 this morning. Look with me in Joshua, chapter 24 this morning. Over the old Bible, right up pretty close to the front. When you find it, stand with us this morning. Joshua chapter 24, and I want to just read some here, starting verse 11. And the Bible says, "And ye went over Jordan and came into Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and so on and so forth. And he said, and I delivered them unto your hand." You know what he said?
Yeah.
And he said, "And I sent the hornet." God will do anything to take care of his people.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And he said in verse 12, "And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings and the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye did not build, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in," what's that word?
"Sincerity."
"Serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the God which your father served on the other side of the flood, mm-hmm. and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we still serve the Lord.
Amen.
And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. In verse 19, and Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. Verse 20 is what he said. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange God, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. And then in verse 28, and Joshua let the people depart, every man into his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Tony, ask a blessing on this word.
Thank you for your word this morning, Heavenly Father, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, Heavenly Father, we just ask you for the preacher this morning, Lord. Bless Brother Ralph, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds. And most importantly today, Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to keep dealing with that lost soul that may be here, Lord, that one is backslidden, or Lord, that one that has a burden, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, that they'll just humble themselves now today, Lord, and find an offer somewhere. But we just ask you, Lord, to just keep
have your way, Jesus, this morning.
Lord, open our hearts and our minds, Lord. Let us worship you freely in the spirit and the truth today, Lord. Remove them something lights that may be before us, Lord. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, your word will fall upon fertile soil today, Lord. And we can take it and use it in our lives, Lord. And take it with us throughout this week, Lord. And take it, Lord, and just sow it out into the world as you have us to be. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together once again, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now we have heard it a lot, and I've heard Brother Alvin, and this morning I heard Brother Alvin as he's talking about, you know, of Moses and how he went and how he led the children out of Egypt, which was in bondage. How many of you have heard that story many times?
Amen, brother.
We hear that story all the time, and it's a great story. Yeah. They give us movies out about it and all. And it's a great story, but I'm not going to preach this morning about how Jesus sent Moses, and how Moses went down, and how under the leadership of God, how that Moses went down and led the children out of Egypt. And when he led them out, he told them, oh, Moses, that he would lead them into the land of promise. He said, I will give you land that you did not build. He said, I will give you the tree, the fruit, and so forth, that you did not plant. He said, if you will only listen to me and only be obedient to me. And I just want to fill you in a little bit about what happened on the way. You know, on the way, it was not tough that long to went from Egypt over to Jericho, but because people became disobedient to God, He let them wander around out there lost in a small vicinity for 40 years. Can you imagine? 40 years they wandered around in the wilderness not knowing which way to go. And you know, a lot of people today, they say, well, do you think Moses went to heaven? Well, what do you think this morning? You know, I know that God promised Moses the promised land, but you know, Moses got over to the Jordan River, but you know, Moses did not take the children across Jordan and to Jericho. Why? Because the Bible said that Moses was disobedient unto God. Amen. And because he was disobedient unto God, God said to Moses, you cannot lead my children over. You know, when we are disobedient to God, and when God tells us something, you know that is sin. Amen. Because the Bible said that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And Joshua, what happened was, the people began to grumble and mumble before they ever got across the Red Sea. Yeah. The first thing that was thrown in their way was a stumbling block to them.
Yeah.
They became weak. See? But the Bible said after they got across the sea, they began to grumble about this and grumble about that. And what Moses was disobedient about, he got fed up with the grumbling of the people. Amen? He got fed up with her whining and moaning about everything. It didn't matter what God gave them, what God done for them, they still had to find something to whine about.
Amen.
Ain't that just like we are sometimes? It doesn't matter what God gives us or does for us, it seems like enough is never enough, Brother Gilbert.
That's right.
But they began to gripe and moan because they didn't have any water. And God said to Moses always took the people's problem to God. I want you to know this preacher, sometimes your problems come to me, and I'm going to tell you, I give them to God. Amen. I give them to God. And he told Moses, he said, Moses, just go down there and stretch that rod I gave you, the one that she stretched across the sea, and it opened up. Just go down there and stretch that rod over a rock, and water will come forth. And Moses was angry. And the Bible said instead of doing what God said to do, he did it his own way. Because of his anger, he went down and didn't stretch the rod over, but he went down and smacked the rod. But nevertheless, even though Moses was disobedient to God, God had said, I'll give them water. And the rock opened up, and the people drank, hallelujah, and the cattle drank to this all field. So I brought you up to here. I'm not going to talk about the crossing of the Red Sea. And some people, and they had been controversy over it. Some have said the water wasn't needed. Navel deep there at the Red Sea that time of the year. I don't know how deep it was, but I know one thing. It was deep enough, hey man, it hit ground Pharaoh and all his army.
Amen,
but that is not the only time that God divided the waters for them people. Because the Bible said when they got to over to the river of Jordan, Jordan was located in a low valley, sort of, low ground, low altitude. And at that time of the year, the Bible said, and you can read it for yourself, I don't have time here, but you can read it for yourself, it was harvest time, and in harvest time, the rains poured, and it had been in the valley, and mountains all around it, and little breaches running here and there, and had just flooded off from the mountains, and the Bible said at that time of year, amen, that the banks of Jordan was overflowing.
Yeah.
Amen. They was overflowing. And the Bible said when they got to there, that God said they can't care for a while. You see, God had to do a work in his people before he could let them go across into the promised land.
Yeah.
The work was not finished. But there Moses died. But before Moses died, he called Joshua. Woo, glory to God. I'm telling you what. I hope you feel what I'm saying. God called Joshua to his side. And he said to Joshua, God said, I can't go over, but he has chosen you to lead these children across that Jordan River. You're their leader now. You're their spokesman now, Joshua. Now remember, Joshua was just a very young man when they left the land of Canaan, or the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
But along the way, God had been working on Joshua. And Moses seen something in young Joshua that made him look to him and respect him a lot. Because he was a godly man. And the Bible said Joshua was filled with the Holy Spirit. He would say, well, the Holy Spirit had not come in the Old Testament. Did not come to the day of Pentecost. I'm telling you, that's not Bible, Brother Alvin. There was some men back in the old Bible that God had filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Joshua was one of them. And the Bible said that Moses died. And here they were, the only thing that was between them was the Jordan River and the basin running over full.
Yeah.
And no doubt the people began to wonder, well, how in the world are we going to get across this river? Just like they hadn't seen, and many of them had not seen, most of them had not seen what God done at the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Because these people, the ones that left out for 40 years, I believe the Bible will tell us they died along the way.
Right.
But in 40 years, can you imagine out there in the wilderness that the children being born?
Amen. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? But Joshua was a man of God. Joshua was an obedient servant unto God. And if I would pick a text today, Joshua would be out of verse 15. Because Joshua said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. And if I put a title to that lesson today or this morning in this scripture, it would be a simple message is, you have the right to choose this morning. Amen. You have a choice to make this morning. You have a choice. Mark, you cannot make Tracy's choice this morning. Donnie, you cannot make the other Donnie's choice this morning. We all choose who we're going to serve today. Amen. Somebody help me this morning. You're pretty quiet. Have I lost you somewhere along the line? I said, Joshua called the people together, and Joshua said to them, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. There's some people here today that need to make up their minds. Amen. There's some people here today that need to make a choice today. There's people here today that's been coming for a long time, and it seemed like they can't make up their mind which one they're going to serve. But Joshua gave them a choice. Joshua said, you serve today whom you want to serve. See, you have got a right today, friend, to make your own choice today. You've got a right today if you want to serve the world and the things that's in the world. God won't stop you, maybe for a while. Just go serve it. But I'm going to tell you, friend, when you serve the world, there's going to come a day called payday, and you're going to have to stand and give an account. Praise God for what you have done. You might say, well, I ain't ready to make that choice. Then if you're not ready, then you don't have to make it.
That's right.
God ain't going to make you.
That's right.
This preacher ain't going to make you.
Yeah.
I come here standing as a pastor, amen, not to make you do anything, amen. You've got to make up your own mind.
Amen.
I can't make it up for you. I know one thing, my wife one day, 1983, amen, 11:05, April the 27th or 8th, I had to choose that day. I had to make a choice that day, sweet birth. Why? Because Jesus passed by, knocked on my heart's door, and there wasn't nobody around to help me make that choice. But God, hey, I got news for you. That's the only one I needed. All it took was God and me, amen, to make that choice. And I can tell you today, friends, I've never been sorry. Hey, Brother Ronnie sings about them two birds. I might not be able Praise God, see that I may not be able to remember that first birth, this earthly birth. Amen. In 1946, the 6th day of November, the time I don't know, but the date they tell me is when I came into this earth. But I can very well remember back in 1983, April the 27th or 8th, it is just like, praise God, it was the day that Jesus passed by. I'm telling you, friend, Jesus is passing by here this morning. Will you listen to Him? And Joshua said, you choose today whom you're going to serve. But he said, it's for me and my house. He said, we're going to serve. Amen, the Lord. Who are you going to serve today? Is it going to be the world and the pain of sin? Or is it going to be Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that loved you, came and died for you, gave His life for you, that you might have a choice of eternal life? And that choice, my friend, you're going to have to make it on your own. It's not up to God today, friend. It's up to you. That you're going to give an account, not for me, not for some preacher, not for your husband, not for your wife or giver, but we're all going to stand before God and we're going to give an account for our own selves today.
Amen.
People say, well, I won't go to church because them people in that church it judges me. Let me tell you something, friend. We'd better be careful now who we judge, amen. Holy Brother Bill sung that song, Brother Stephen, a while ago, about a man standing in the courtroom. And I'm so thankful today. I'm so glad today that justice walked in, amen. That grace walked in. I'm so thankful today that you're not my judge. I'm so thankful today I'm not your judge. But I am thankful today that there is not but one judge. And that's God Jehovah. Amen. This morning. So it's up to you today. He's giving you that choice. He's not giving me that choice. Amen. He's giving me the great opportunity, Donnie, to come here and to share this gospel and to tell you that Jesus has sent me to tell you that He loved you. He gave His life for you, and that you need to consider this morning making a choice, and make sure, friends, it is the right choice this morning.
Amen.
The right choice is this morning. Joshua could have chosen to just left any time, but Joshua was a man of God. I said Joshua was a man of God.
Amen.
He didn't run every time a little trouble come up. Let me tell you something about Joshua. He was not only a servant of God,
amen,
but he was Moses, one of Moses' right hand men.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I don't know whether you knew it or not, but he sure was a leader of the army of Israel. He was a scout for Israel. You know, Joshua, I tell you, who I believe it was, they swept across the Jordan River one night and went over to spy out the land of Jericho, the city of Jericho. And while he was there, somebody seen him go in. I want to tell you, a lot of people today would judge that because the Bible said they seen old Joshua. I believe it was Caleb and him went in my house. Let me tell you what house they went into. The Bible says they went into Rahab's house. And let me tell you about Rahab. The Bible says she was a harlot. She was a prostitute. You see, boy, I can just imagine today, amen, what happened if some of y'all passed by sometime and a prostitute lived down the road and seen this preacher going in there, not knowing what he was going there for. But I'll guarantee you, as much as you you might think that you have confidence in me, it will come in your mind and the heaven will make sure of that. Well, boy, he don't need to be going in there. Amen. That's a prostitute lives there. Let me tell you, if you ever see me going in to one's house, I've got a wife. I don't need a prostitute. But let me tell you something, friend. If you ever see me going into one, I can promise you, I can put your mind at ease. Help me go to tell them about Jesus Christ and the love that he shed. Amen for them. This morning, I'm going to tell you, how can they bring the judging to God today, friend? And Joshua said that if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then you just choose. Amen. In other words, if you don't want to serve the Lord, then Joshua said that's your choice.
That's right.
That's your choice. Amen. Make up your own mind. Make up your own mind. Well, Joshua said, I've done made my mind. Has anybody in here really got their mind made up?
Yeah, brother.
Amen. Has anybody got their mind made up who they're serving today?
Yeah, brother.
You know, there's a lot of people say, oh, I'll serve God on Sunday. But boy, on Friday night and on Saturday, no, I just don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I hear a lot of people. My brother-in-law told me in there, brother, he said, I can't get them out. He said, we used to have a lot of things on Saturday night. Friday night, I said, the house will be filled. He said, anymore? He said, I can't have it. He said, because people just don't come. He said, it's hard. Me and Alvin's talked about it. People ain't have got time to go serve the Lord on Saturday night, but they've got time to go everywhere else.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
You say, are you judging me? No, I'm just telling you like it is.
Amen, brother.
Just telling you like it is. If you want to discuss it later, we'll discuss it later. It gets pretty bad, church, when we get so busy that we can't take time, Brother Gilbert, to worship the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Look at our forefathers. Look at what happened through Moses and then through Joshua.
Yeah.
And through our forefathers, what they have fought for. What they have fought for, what they have went through. And you know everything that somebody's done, your parents, your forefathers has done, everything they've done, did you know they've done it for you?
Amen.
That you might have a better life?
Amen. Yeah.
Might have a better life. But I'm afraid, church, we've got too comfortable
Amen.
In the house of God anymore.
Amen.
Amen. I'm afraid, Brother Al was talking this morning, we've let the worldly things come in.
Amen.
And drag us apart.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to come to church every once in a while, but it's another thing, the reason that you come to church.
That's it, my Amen, brother.
Why did you come this morning?
Yeah.
Somebody told me this morning, said, well, so they drove me out to church this morning. Let me tell you something, friend. Nobody drove you out to church. You're a grown man and grown women.
That's right.
You think if I hadn't wanted to come to church, my wife could have made me come to church? Tony, if you hadn't wanted to come to church, could soon that made you come? Well, she probably could have, but... Mine probably could have been too. But did anybody really make you come to church this morning?
No, brother.
Well, what are you doing here?
God turned in my heart, brother.
Because you chose to come here.
Amen.
Don't blame somebody else for it.
That's right.
Amen. Don't blame somebody else. Well, they made me go to church this morning. Well, my wife made me go. My wife drove me out. My girlfriend, my boyfriend drove me out. Don't come telling me that story. You're a grown person. You can make your own choice.
Amen, brother.
I think that scripture over in the Bible, when Jesus healed that man, had his eyes blind, you know, he's standing in front of him, go down to the sea of legal blood down there, down a pool of water. Jesus spit in the ground, made mud out of it, put it on his eyes. He said, that's gross. It worked.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yes, it did.
Went down there and he washed. Came back and said, what do you see? He said, well, I see men, giants or something like that. I don't remember. He said, so he went back and washed again. He went back a second time and washed again. Man, he came back seeing it. It's easy. I believe that was the same story with some of you called him later today and called their parents. He said, hey, we know this boy. We know him since his birth, 40 years.
We know him.
He's always been blind. Now, what's happened to him? He sees now. You remember that story?
Amen.
You know what the parents told him? Parents told him, said,
He's a grown man. Let him fall for himself. Did you get that? You're a grown man, Stephen.
Uh-huh.
Mom and Daddy don't have to answer for how you serve the Lord. Amen.
Right,
it's not they got to worship the Lord the way they feel like. You got to worship the way the Lord leads you. Brother Gilbert, what's your other pastor? You got to worship the Lord. Amen. They may tell you one way, they may tell Lonnie another, but as long as we worship the Lord, what does it matter?
Amen.
As long as we're worshiping the real God, the same God.
Amen.
You know, there's been a lot of people have been driven away from church. Did you know that?
Yeah.
How many of you noticed there's been a lot of people driven
Amen.
Away from church?
Yes, right. Amen, brother.
For the very reason. Mm-hmm. For the very reason. That they went there and they're trying to make us somebody's choice. Make somebody's decision instead of letting them make it their say.
Amen.
I was in the church one time, and I got out for a long time. I was standing back there, had a good sermon. There's about half a dozen come back through there and grabbed me and said, "You need to be saved."
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The Spirit of God was dealing in my heart in a mighty way. But when them people jerked me up the arm and they dragged me up there, I just froze.
Yeah.
I just froze. Anybody ever try to do you that one?
Yeah, bro.
That's not a good feeling, is it?
It's
not a good feeling.
No.
This is something you want to find out about this preacher. You make your own decision.
Amen.
And if you make your own decisions, then you're going to live by it.
Yes.
Not me.
Yeah.
I just came to tell somebody this morning that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Jesus died for you.
Yes, he did.
And to tell you that you do have a chance. You do have opportunity.
Yeah.
You have it right now. Right now, to choose whom you're going to serve.
Amen.
If you came here this morning and you weren't for sure who you're serving and what you're serving, chances are you're serving the law of wrong God.
That's right.
But you, every one of you came to church this morning for something, right?
Amen.
You came to church for something. You may just come as a spectator. But let me tell you about a spectator. A spectator hears that the children of God are on par from the church. You're going to get a lot of spectators. Hey, I got to go down there and see what's going on.
Amen.
Man, it's like you going down the sacred throne here.
Yeah, come on.
Man, the Holy Ghost is on par down there. People being saved, the church is filling up. Let's just go. We'll just go see what's going on. If you just come to see what's going on, see, that's what's called a spectator.
Uh-huh.
But now, if you come to see what's going on, if you come to participate in it, you're called to participate.
Amen.
But for everybody here, you're here for some reason.
Yeah.
Or you may not admit it, or you might give the wrong reason, but the bottom line is, you're conscious.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has talked to you,
yes,
and they've led you this way. You're not here this morning by accident.
That's right.
You're not here because somebody made you come this morning.
Yeah.
You say, "Oh, yes, they did. No, they didn't." You're grown men and women, aren't you? Amen. You're here because you want to be here.
Yes, amen.
You're here this morning because you want to be here.
Yes.
And if you've been here before, you came here this morning because you didn't come as a spectator, you come as a participator.
Mm-hmm.
You came to receive something from the Lord.
Amen.
If I didn't need nothing, if I didn't need that, well, I ain't going to say it. I'm going to say, if I didn't need nothing, I wouldn't come to church. I'm going to tell you something. If I got out of church for real long,
yeah,
it wouldn't be very long that I would really be needed something.
Amen.
I like to go to church.
Yes.
People have lost. You hear what Josh was saying? He told the people, he said, "Choose you whom you're going to serve this day." But when you choose, do it with sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerity.
Yeah.
Church, are we sincere?
Yeah.
Are we really sincere today?
Yeah,
are we sincere enough to get out here and spread the gospel outside these doors? Are we sincere enough to get out of what I call a box here? Four walls? Are we sincere enough and dedicated enough to God and to the church to be willing to go out here and to compel the people to come in that they think you're the Word of God? Are we that sincere today? If you're that sincere, you think this church can grow this year and everybody gets sincere enough?
That's right.
And this lady right here, the son who's up standing up here saying, she brought her up, said, "Y'all gonna have to build a bigger church." I said, "God built this one."
That's right. Amen, brother.
He sends the people, God built another.
Amen.
You can't stop God.
Amen, brother.
All of these armies, they tried to stop God, tried to stop the children of Israel. But let me tell you something. Jericho probably heard about a mile or 100 miles away or whatever. They probably thought, well, they'll never make it across that Jordan River. No, them people will never get to us. But you know, there's a little doubt in their mind because they done heard what their God had done and how he put all the armies.
Amen.
Let me tell you, they may have said one thing, but they went to building a wall around that city of Jericho. Went to building a wall. Let me tell you, when God wants to end, ain't no wall ever been built.
Amen.
Keep him out.
Amen.
No wall ever can be built that can keep him out.
Amen.
You're here this morning, may the wall stand between you and Jesus Christ this morning. Let him tear that wall down.
Yeah, brother.
Let him tear it down. Come get a song. Yeah. We're going to do the invitation song. Come on. Go. You might say, well, preacher, you don't know me. I may not know you, but Jesus does. You might say, well, preacher, you don't know who I've been and what I've done. No, I don't really care, and Jesus cares less. I'm just here to tell you that Jesus loves you and Jesus died for you.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm afraid people will ask me if I come to Auburn. I'm going to tell you something. You better let them laugh and still come to that altar. Because on this day, it's going to be the same before God. You're going to give an account of one.
Yeah, that's right.
Every single one. Let me tell you, God knows when you're sincere about this morning. God knows when your heart's at the end this morning.
Yes, he does.
And if you're somewhere it needs to be, I don't have to tell you. I may not know, but God knows this morning. And God says he loves you. Let's get sincere. Mm-hmm.